Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hello, human.
And that the religions of the world have to be abolished in order to make way for the golden age.
The golden age of America begins right now.
When many people come to the understanding that they've been duped, a great rage will take place. And once all of these four steps are completed, then the global acquisition of worldwide media and internet will proclaim the new God. The most disturbing possibility raised by Project Bluebeam is not simply that governments and intelligence agencies or transnational institutions might possess the technological ability to deceive the public with artificial signs in the sky. That's one of the reasons I think God does things in such a spectacular fashion. It's so it awakens us, it shocks us back. The biological component concerns chimeras and hybrids and engineered organisms, just like they did in the days of old.
Delivered via cyborg pigeon and transcribed by rebel schema priest before being abducted by the deep state and imprisoned in an underwater glass prison with nothing but 15 microwaves. This is the 21 CD Podcast, the only podcast on the internet that is filmed entirely upside down and then inverted in post-production. We question why the rapture is even considered a real thing at all when it was obviously invented by the powers that be to control Christians for the inevitable future when aliens will come to abduct them en masse. What if they've been programming our pets for years secretly to spy and observe us, only to relay that information back to government authorities? Please welcome the one, the only, the G-Host.
Where are all you weirdos coming from? How do I stop you from getting here? Close your eyes and go back to sleep.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Safe House. Welcome to 21CD. As always, I am your ghost, John. What the heck is the Bluebeam Project? Let's get into this. It involves a couple things. A technologically simulated second coming and the reemergence of new Montauk type projects that have the ability to basically take up a whole bunch of people, as in the rapture, a rapture type of situation, and then whisk the whole bunch into Never Never Land, some mystical place. Ironically, portions of the holographic projections do indeed have the potential for changing the planet into a oneness with God, but unfortunately, this operates on the idea that man shall somehow become God in human form and therefore control other men and dictate all their thoughts and actions. So even though this technology could be used to project the glory of God, we will use it to project the glory of man as usual. The calculated resistance to the new religion, the new world order, and the new messiah, the Antichrist, is probably going to entail massive human loss on a ginormous scale in the ensuing holy wars. Okay, the Bluebeam Project is most likely going to pretend to be the universal fulfillment of all the prophecies of old, as major an event as that which took place 2,000 years ago. And in principle, it will make use of the sky as kind of a holographic projection screen for space-based laser-generating satellites, just like in Star Wars. And if you watch like technological news, you can already see that this technology that we're talking about right now is like old. This is not Project Bluebeam. This has been around for a very long time, okay? So this concept has been around for a while, and each generation that studies it kind of goes through the motions trying to figure out if they're seeing that technology active in their generation, right? And so naturally we're doing the same thing now. The difference is if you watch technological news these days, the things that they're talking about in Star Wars, we already have. The things that they're talking about projecting images that have depth and don't look like images but actually look like living things, and lasers coming from satellites and all that kind of stuff, we got all that, man. That is old technology. It's so old that some people are even using it in concerts for entertainment. So if anything is in entertainment, you know that it has been in use by the government for a minimum of 30 to 40 years, okay? Now, these projectors will project simultaneous images to the four corners of the planet and in every language by region. And it deals with the religious aspect of this new world order, which now, of course, the governments have willingly come out and told us is indeed real, and they are very excited to unveil it for us, okay? And they are very excited to include us in this new world order. They eagerly await us in this order. And they will be there to welcome us into it with open arms, lovingly, right? Right? The system, though, it's important to know, has already been tested. This is hardly a conspiracy theory anymore. Holographic projections of the Christ image have allegedly already been seen in some remote desert areas, for instance. And these have only been reported in like tabloid papers and magazines. So they're kind of instantly rendered moot if anybody really sees them at all, if they even ever get a chance to go viral. But they can also project images of other things. What are some things that you can think of they might project into the sky? Perhaps orbs or alien craft or aliens, maybe monsters, dragons, angels, gods, you name it. Computers will coordinate the satellites, and software will then run the show and tell. And just yesterday, we got another warning about how AI is now on the doorstep of being able to perfect its own code better so than man could. So we're getting to the point where even the AI could control itself. And if AI is in a technology and AI gets to the point where it can control itself, then Project Bluebeam could literally be carried out by technology alone with no humans involved, and then you really do have almost like a Terminator style situation, right? And it's up to everybody to decide if this kind of stuff is something that you want to consider real. Sorry, I'm naked over here. You guys know how my studio was on fire? When I say on fire, I literally mean like I felt like I was sitting in a bonfire. Well, it's still hot in here. I'm getting ready to pull my hair out. Cheers. Specifically, this show that they're going to project into the sky will consist of laser projections of kind of like multiple holographic images to different parts of the planet, and with each receiving like different images according to the predominating regional religious faiths, most likely, right? That would make the most sense, because it's not like you can just project a Jesus into the sky and then all of a sudden everybody's going to believe in it, right? There's a certain amount of like easing people into a religion to accept, to fully gain control over them. And not a single area is going to be excluded in all of this, by the way. You'll be out in the middle of the woods and you'll be able to see this happening far, far miles into the wilderness. It's going to be on the night sky. It's the sky is going to become a gigantic three-dimensional TV screen, essentially. And this technology is already being used. You can see it everywhere. They even did it over Cuba once to try to stage the second coming of Christ and all that kind of stuff. That was practice. Cuba is a literal experiment. I hate to say that because the people of Cuba are real, and you know, I know people who are Cuban and I know people who are related to Cubans. And so it is kind of like they are a real people, but unfortunately they have fallen into this sort of realm where the United States kind of just experiments on them. And this blue beam technology staging the second coming of Christ is ironically one of the things that they have already experimented on the Cuban people with. So if you don't think it's going to happen again, you got another thing coming, buddy. But with computer animation and sound effects appearing to come from the depths of space, It's no doubt that Astonish followers of all of these various creeds and religions and spiritualities are going to think that they are witnessing their own returned Messiah, and it's going to be in this spectacularly convincing lifelike realness if there's any truth to this theory, this Project Bluebeam theory. But the various images of Christ, Muhammad and Buddha and Krishna and all these are going to merge into one correct explanation of the mysteries, the prophecies, and everything else. And so it's going to seem like one religion, but in actuality, it's more like a bunch of religions coming together to form a mega religion. I guess that's how you would describe it. And they're somehow going to, allegedly, if you are going to take Revelation at its word, which I'm going to, sort of merge this into the one God. All of these gods are going to kind of merge into the one God somehow, according to this theory and according to Revelation. And the one God will probably, most likely, in fact, function as the Antichrist, who will explain in the various scriptures that are all over the world. He's going to explain that they've all been misunderstood. When I say scriptures that are all over the world, I mean each religion and their scriptures, okay? The Bible included, but also including the Quran, including all of the religions and all that kind of stuff. The Antichrist is essentially going to be like, we misunderstood it, you misunderstood it, here's what the actual truth is. That the religions of old are responsible for basically turning brother against brother, nation against nation, father against son, etc., etc., and that the religions of the world have to be abolished in order to make way for the, wait for it, golden age. Where have you heard that term before?
The golden age of America begins right now. From this day forward, our country will flourish and be respected again all over the world.
You know, there's a thing about Trump that he does, and he acts like it's all comedy, but he uses a lot of words that are seen in various prophecies that I think is really interesting. Somebody said the other day, isn't it crazy that there's all these disasters that come out, like COVID and the tick thing and all this kind of stuff, and Donald Trump always seems to argue that he's going to help us with those things or bring about a golden age, right? Or do these things. But it always seems to get worse under him. And the agenda seems to get further under him both times. It's kind of an odd that way. And I'm not trying to be political at all. I study world leaders, so get over it. But it's interesting how that is indeed the case. And these hot words keep coming up. And now you have ideas like we're going to combine the U.S. and the Israeli militaries by 2027. And Israel spies on us. And you guys just need to accept that. Why are you concerned? What do you have to hide from Israel? Maybe we should be spying on you if you have something to hide. It's all very interesting how all the banned books, all, you know, like 1984 and all these things and all these prophecies and conspiracy theories, it's really interesting how they like to use the terminology while simultaneously mocking us for believing in these things. It's almost like they fulfill the prophecy without even knowing it. It's almost like that's how prophecy works. Naturally, all of this is going to be superbly staged. It could even deceive the elect, as the Bible says. But before all this, they have to go through four different steps in order to get to Project Bluebeam's fulfillment. And the first thing that they have to get through is the breakdown of all archaeological knowledge, ironically. It deals with staging earthquakes and wars and calamities at precise locations around the planet where supposed new discoveries will finally explain for them that the meanings of the basic doctrines of all the world's major religions are wrong. And that is one way that I feel like the elect are going to be deeply challenged, because I think that they are going to start pulling up archaeological finds that are 100% artificial, and those archaeological discoveries are going to convince a lot of very faithful people right now that essentially they got it all wrong, and they misunderstood the scriptures, they misunderstood their beliefs and what their God told them or whatever. They misunderstood everything, everything that ever was. Their entire faith is built on a misunderstanding. And the second step deals with the gigantic space show that everybody's always talking about, with the 3D optical holograms and the sounds and the UFOs, the actual machinery that's in the sky that isn't a hallucination, and maybe even the presence of actual angels and demons at some point.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Laser projections, multiple holographic images in different parts of the sky based on where you are in the world, all receiving different images according to the predetermined national religious faiths and all that kind of stuff. It's a big, big project that's going to involve convincing the entire world, but definitely one that we can start to see now is already well underway. Like they're trying to get this done. It doesn't take much. Look at how all of the governments of the world, the leaders that are being taken out, the elections that are shifting, the powers that are maintaining control somehow, even though nobody likes them. Like it's pretty obvious that they're already swooping in for this endeavor. And I'm not exactly sure like if Blue Beam is going to be the name of it. I kind of doubt it, because that's what they do. If you catch on to their names and their titles and their ideas, they're not just going to keep using them because now you know about them. So they change the name, they give the project to a different company or a different office in the CIA or whatever, and they make it something completely different. It might be called Fuzzy Caterpillar now for all we know, but the fact of the matter is Bluebeam is an ancient concept at this point. And it's kind of like they're probably not operating under the same name, and they've probably shifted the strategy a little bit. But these types of things, these fundamental things that I'm telling you right now about how they're going to need to deceive mankind in order to bring about something that actually seems like a god on Earth, these are the steps that are going to have to be taken. You know what I mean? And then there's the third step, which deals with the telepathic electronic two-way communication. And ELF, which stands for electronic low frequency, and VLF, which stands for very low frequency, and LF, which stands for low frequency waves, they're all going to be used to reach the people of the Earth through the inside of our brains. And Palantir and all of, and Elon Musk and Neuralink and all of these things have already been talking about, even Bill Gates, they're all talking about putting telekinesis in your brain through things like technology and mRNA stuff and microbots and nanobots and all this kind of stuff that's going to be that's going to replace the phone. That's going to replace the phone and replace computers and integrate them into our literal body. It's not a big deal. You know what I mean? Like when we think about this, we're like, what are we going to become, cyborgs? Kind of, but more it's going to be like, it's going to feel like you're wearing like meta glasses or something. You know, I personally don't have meta glasses, so I don't know all of the abilities of them in this current state, but it's going to be more like something that's extremely convenient for you, and they are going to take advantage of that convenience, and they're going to send you messages through the insides of your brains. And that's going to make each person believe, when they see these images in the sky, that his own God is literally speaking to him from within his soul. You know, that's kind of scary, because if you can't even trust yourself, how are you going to survive? Well, that's where faith comes in, I guess. But the Bible says even the elect may be deceived. There's going to be rays from satellites, probably, that are fed from the memory of computers that store data about the human beings and his languages. So they're going to be able to adapt. If there are people who are resisting this influence, they're going to understand the human brain. These computers are, this AI is, and so they're going to be able to understand how to get to you if you're not at first convinced. And these rays will interlace and interweave with the natural thinking process, the processes that are going on in your brain, in your mind, and to form what we call artificial talk, which is going to be the talk, the new voice that's inside your head. You know how a lot of people are walking around without a voice in their head? It's something like, I don't even know how many percent, what the percentage of it is, but there's a bunch of people out there, roughly around 50%, who don't seem to have an internal monologue or anything like that. They're going to get one. All the NPCs are going to be awakened. Vlad, if you're listening, This is a really interesting. My buddy Vlad in Russia, if you're listening to this, bro, this is the next step of your research. Your mission has been delivered. But this artificial talk is going to awaken all of the NPCs. And then the people who normally would just be like, la 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 la, they're going to be doing whatever the new god tells them to do through the artificial talk. And unfortunately, so are a lot of us. So we have to make sure that we safeguard ourselves from the voices in our heads. I think that's maybe why the Bible talks so much about how you can't really trust the voices. You can't really trust what's in your head, because Satan is the father of lies. You know, like I can't imagine how it's going to be, just knowing that I suffer with memories of things that I myself have done with shame. You know, I suffer with shame, and it's like people like me will be easily taken advantage of. And so I have to start now to prepare myself for this future where I won't be able to possibly trust the voice in my head, which is horrifying, because right now I feel like I can barely trust the voice in my head sometimes. But the fourth step involves universal supernatural manifestations using electronic means. And I'm sure this will combine with actual spiritual means too, because not everything is electronic or technological on Earth. A lot of things are spiritual. And so I'm sure the fallen angels, the watchers, the demons, they will be making themselves known and visible and seen, and they will once again walk among us. We will see a new birth of new monsters and cryptids and Nephilim and who knows what kind of horrors in the world, and that combined with this blue beam project will create a world that we have never seen before. And guess what? It'll probably look like the days of Noah. That is probably what the days of Noah looked like. But the fourth step contains three different orientations. The first one is to make mankind believe that an alien invasion is about to occur upon every major city of the Earth. And we've been talking a lot about aliens lately. This is to push each major nation into using its nuclear capability to strike back, according to this concept. And in this manner, it would put each of these nations in a state of essentially full disarmament before the United Nations. After the false attack, the United Nations is falling in and out of favor constantly, so this might not be the organization that, you know, pushes this endeavor. There might be a different sort of United Nations style thing. I think the NWO is going, the New World Order is going to emerge as the leaders of the world. I think a lot of the people in the United Nations are going to be replaced. The governments of the world, like everybody who runs these nations, the elite class, I believe there's going to be a massive replacement of these people, probably with chimeras and probably with actual Nephilim in some cases, and actual monsters and actual hybrids. I would not be surprised if a great many of our world leaders, if they're not already these types of entities, will be replaced with these types of entities to further this endeavor on behalf of the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of lies. The second step is to, orientation, I should say, of the fourth step is to make the Christians believe that a major rapture is occurring. Don't get offended when I say this next part, Christians. They're going to fake the rapture, I think, with a simple played divine intervention of some kind of alleged good alien force coming to save the good people from some kind of brutal satanic attack. And its goal is to get rid of all significant opposition to the New World Order. So the first rapture, the fake rapture, they're going to use that to exterminate you. Be careful. This, according to this theory, allegedly, please. I don't want to seem like I'm telling you a false truth if this never occurs. This is alleged, according to their plans, allegedly. But it would be a massacre of a great number of the followers of Christ who are followers of Christ but are deceived, okay? The third orientation, then, is a mixture of electronic and supernatural forces. The waves and frequencies used at that time will allow supernatural forces to essentially travel through fiber optics cable and through quantum technology and AI, which they are making breakthroughs on every day. Quantum is unimaginable, guys. You know, if you understand science on a deep level, and I'm not claiming to, but I understand it enough to understand the power of quantum. If you don't know what quantum is, imagine somebody just comes up and tells you the spirit realm is real and I can send you signals through the spirit realm and you will receive them and I can show you that ghosts are real. When you walk into a haunted house, you will be able to see the ghosts. I can show you that God is real because I can take you to my spare bedroom where he lives, and you will, through quantum technology, look into the spare bedroom and actually see something that looks like God. You will be able to interact with it, and it will interact with you. It will be able to telekinetically speak to you. Why am I saying these things? Why am I talking like I know what I'm talking? Like, why am I saying all these things like I know what I'm talking about when it sounds so fanciful? Because they are trying to do this technologically already, and they're talking about it, and they are developing it with the same words that I'm using. They're just not saying that it's for the NWO, and they're not saying it's to deceive the masses on a spiritual level. They are saying, however, that it can be used to do that. So they're saying they can do it with quantum and AI, but they're not saying they will. Therefore, I am only left to assume that this technology that they say they can use in a certain way will eventually be used in a certain way, because if they said that it can be used in a certain way, then they already tested it. So they will probably use it because they tested it. The goal of this step deals with the materialization of satanic ghosts, of specters, of demons, of poltergeists all across the globe in order to push all populations to the edge of a wave of unaliving themselves and murder and permanent psychological disorder. Russ Dizdar calls it the Black Awakening. I know a lot of people are familiar with the Black Awakening. I'm not taking Russ Dizdar's idea and saying he got it all right, but the Bible parallels a lot of what Russ Dizdar was talking about, and obviously the Bible comes first, so Russ Dizdar was inspired by the Bible. That's neither here nor there, really. I'm just saying that it's going to be a similar situation, so if you would like to read more on what it could possibly look like, a good book for you to read is that one. And as all of this near unaliving, because the Bible says that men will wish for death, but it will not come. So I'm unsure what that means. I don't know if that means men will not be able to die or what will prevent men from dying. Perhaps the voice in the head will prevent them from actually unaliving themselves so that the powers that be have more slaves. I don't really know what that means. Regardless, this this Antichrist is going to enter as the new Messiah, reestablish peace everywhere in a world of killing and murder and psychological disorder and all this kind of stuff. And at any cost, the people will beg him to restore this peace and order, and it will even be at the cost of freedom. So we're already sacrificing our privacy every single day, right? We're already conceding our rights and freedoms and privacies every single day. And it's at an all-time low amongst most people in the West, at least, who are beginning to come to the understanding that they have been duped. When many people come to the understanding that they've been duped, a great rage will take place, and that will also contribute to this violence, because there's bound to be revolutions and civil wars coming. And during this time period, I would not be surprised to see artificial disasters, man-made disasters like tsunamis and contagions like COVID, tsunamis in East Asia and the Japan area, you know, HAARP-induced hurricanes, all that kind of stuff.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
And then combine that with all of the frequencies and the godlike images projected from satellites and the actual black budget anti-gravity craft emulating flying saucers that we already know is there and that they have actually told us is them at this point. Once all of these four steps are completed, then the global acquisition of worldwide media and internet will proclaim the new God has come to the planet, and we are all saved. The most disturbing possibility raised by Project Bluebeam is not simply that governments and intelligence agencies or transnational institutions might possess the technological ability to deceive the public with artificial signs in the sky. That idea, even though obviously it's alarming, still belongs to that familiar category of political manipulation as we understand it today. But states have always used a spectacle to get what they need. Empires, they staged their power. The ruling classes, they always understood, and still do, that populations can be governed through fear and myth and ceremony and, of course, controlling of interpretations of events, of history, and etc. So, that deep horror is a little bit different than the surface scare. It's the population that's trained by artificial spectacle, artificial intelligence, and quantum interference that loses the ability to recognize reality itself. Now, in this episode, I'm arguing that the most dangerous form of a future Bluebeam-style deception would not necessarily be a single holographic false messiah or some fake alien invasion or staged rapture, but instead it would be a prolonged conditioning process in which the public is repeatedly exposed to these artificial monsters and religious signs and the artificial extraterrestrial phenomena and voices and crises and all the images until the perception itself of reality is unstable. Because under those conditions, if actual physical horrors were later introduced into the world, whether through synthetic biology or cybernetic organisms, you know, like military experimentation or demonic manifestation or some convergence of all of these things, many people are not going to respond with repentance and resistance or spiritual seriousness. They're going to respond with skepticism because they would assume that the event was fake. So the real nightmare is not that we're all going to fall for a lie, but that lie will train us to disbelieve the truth when one finally comes. In that scenario, then, that Project Bluebeam would not just function as some kind of illusion. It's a preparation for something greater. Its purpose isn't to create some false event. It's to create a false interpretive reflex to an event. And after enough holograms and deepfakes and drone shows and government lies and AI-generated images and videos and stuff and fake alien videos and all these manipulated religious spectacles and psychological operations flood our ecosystem, the population will begin to treat the extraordinary as something that is just artificial. The world will be taught to laugh at the monster before the monster arrives. Now, it's not hard to see how the biblical implications are severe. Scripture repeatedly warns of deception and false signs and beast systems and speaking images and demonic release and all this kind of stuff, spiritual apostasy. Revelation 13 describes an image that speaks and compels worship. Revelation 9 describes these abyssal entities and the angel of the bottomless pit. The days of Noah are associated with violence and moral corruption, and also with the violation of boundaries between heavenly and earthly and angelic and human, what's permitted and what's forbidden. It's if modern biotech and artificial intelligence and military space systems and, you know, these psychological operations, if they all converge, then this final deception is not going to look like some primitive superstition. It's going to look like an advanced civilization losing its mind in real time. The terror of this possibility lies in just how ordinary it is, because there might not be a single moment when the world announces that the apocalypse has begun. Instead, I think that this process may unfold through very familiar mechanisms and emergency broadcasts, like expert panels, like social media, like the government just lying through its teeth, like footage that's been doctored or that's completely fake altogether, like, you know, these stage debunkings they're doing and all these religious influencers now and everything, and how everything is being, you know, generated by AI. I mean, come on, the official language designed to make the impossible sound like it's in control somehow. The horror is not going to be theatrical at first. It's gonna look bureaucratic. A creature is going to appear, a monster beyond our wildest imaginings, and the first response is not going to be prayer. It's going to be the reaction of, oh, that's AI, that's not real. And that's going to be our downfall. We're not, it's going to be like having spiritual tuberculosis. You're not going to feel afraid, but you should be very, very afraid. Project Bluebeam is commonly understood to be a theory of artificial revelation. And in its most familiar form, this theory says that advanced holographic and psychological technologies may be used to stage a global, religious, and extraterrestrial event. Different populations across the whole world are going to see different religious figures or cosmic signs. People who believe nothing are going to see this as well. After all of those figures are merged into a single universal authority, there's still going to be those who will resist. Because this is a gradual process. But eventually, the final result will be the weakening of all traditional religions and the rise of this new world system under one false messiah. But this is going to take time. This is going to take a long time, and it is already underway. But look into the world today, if you will, and just see how many people are unable to believe what is before their very eyes. And when I say unable to believe what is before their very eyes, I mean it two ways. One, they don't believe that it's even real, because they will just say it's AI even if it is real. And two, people have no faith, and so they don't believe the real work of the Lord as it is seen in the world. They don't believe the lies and they don't believe the truth. This is a terrible place to be as a person, as a human being in the modern age, because now you are kind of open for everything. You look like you're against everything, right? Like everything's a lie, everything's a lie. But when the truth arrives and you don't believe the truth and you still call it a lie, you are open to all sorts of other influences that would steer you in the opposite direction without even knowing it, because you are not set free by the truth. You do not believe the truth. You've been locked in a cell of neutrality where you believe nothing. You call that freedom, but you don't understand that you are in a jail cell. So when the jail door finally opens, when your cell door swings open, you say to yourself, it's AI, there's no door opening before me, and you do not leave. Modern life has already moved in the direction that Bluebeam imagines. We already have images that precede experience. We have people who don't want to go climb mountains or don't want to go see things because they can just get AI to show it to them and how it would be and imagine it for them. And people often encounter the world through their screens and through their feeds and clips and their filters and edits, right? Major events are no longer simply happening. And we are able to look at them introspectively. It is instantly processed through competing interpretations by all of these media figures, by all of these stations and these algorithms and these anonymous sources and these government figures and these influencers. And then before you know it, all of the people who just have no idea what to believe is even real are being told what is real. Before a person can even ask what occurred, he's already told what kind of event is unfolding before his eyes and which emotions are permitted to experience in this moment and which explanations are more respectable than the other ones and which conclusions you should not come to because they are dangerous. The irony is that it's the monster telling you that it's not dangerous. From a Christian standpoint, this has a special significance, because if terror awakens repentance, or if the feeling that something is off, right, pushes you towards repentance, then the successful neutralization of terror then becomes spiritually consequential in a unique way. If people can be trained to interpret judgment as nothing more than spectacle, then they may also never respond to judgment as what it actually is, which is judgment. If the monstrous, the evil, the insane is just dismissed as artificial, then the soul is denied the shock that might have awakened it. That's one of the reasons I think God does things in such a spectacular fashion. It's so it awakens us. It shocks us back. But in this sense, desensitization becomes a weapon against repentance. Now introduce the biological component to this desensitized population, this desensitized realm of individuals. The biological component concerns chimeras and hybrids and engineered organisms, just like they did in the days of old when the Nephilim were created and when the Nephilim were creating. In contemporary science, obviously, chimera research refers to nothing more than organism composed of cells from different genetic origins, and they use it in regards to like stem cell research and organ generation and stuff that's supposed to help you survive, right? But synthetic biology refers more broadly to the design or redesign of biological systems, just like they did in the days when the Watchers descended. So artificial intelligence becoming increasingly relevant because it can accelerate biological modeling and protein design and pattern recognition and experimental biological creation creates a realm of desensitized individuals who don't believe what's before their very eyes because it must be AI, and they're surrounded by holograms, and now there's actual monsters walking around. But no, there's not. And so what you actually have now is like a Sodom and Gomorrah style situation where man and beast are living together on equal playing fields, interacting with each other sexually, and it's nothing but evil continuously, as in the days of Noah. Project Bluebeam is just the beginning. Project Bluebeam, whatever it may be called today, I'm not going to act like I'm some ignorant who believes that they're still operating Project Bluebeam. It's not called that anymore, and we should all get used to the fact that they changed the names and they changed the agendas, but they only change the agendas in the way that they have to move stuff around in the living room to make room for a different kind of aesthetic because the people are kind of getting it, and this is an old idea. And don't forget, too, that they've been trying to develop technologies for these projects, all like MK Ultra and Montauk and Mongoose and Bluebeam and all of these. Like they do this, and they try to make it happen as fast as possible, but technology still moves at a certain speed. So even though Project Bluebeam may have first become really famous in the 90s or something like that, and we're just still dragging out the discussion about Project Bluebeam, they have evolved behind the scenes. While we are still stuck on the tidbit that we know, they have evolved behind the scenes, and they have reached new heights at this point, to the point where they've forgotten all about whatever Project Bluebeam was. Same kind of mission still, but different apparatus that has been reconstructed from the old parts. I hope that makes sense. You know, I'm just a dummy on the internet, so I'm just talking about stuff and stringing words together that probably don't make any sense to 99% of the people on the planet. But I'm doing my best here. The days of Noah are not just remembered as, you know, this time of great violence. They're also associated in Genesis 6 and later interpretive traditions with illicit crossing of biological boundaries. The Watchers tradition emphasizes forbidden knowledge and hybridization and corruption of flesh and the production of beings that didn't belong within the ordinary created order. And you can go read the Book of the Watchers or Genesis, and you will see that this is the case. So whether one interprets these passages literally or symbolically or however you want to do it, rebellion expresses itself through the corruption of boundaries. And we have many tales of this from every religion and every belief set throughout time. You don't have to go far, but people don't like reading history. People don't like examining history critically so that they can learn from it.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
We used to do that, but we've been taught not to trust our own history, and then they continually and perpetually rewrite it and refashion it and take down the statues and put the statues back up and take out that chapter of the book and take out that picture from this encyclopedia so that they can't see what the ruins actually looked like. And now let's give them all sorts of AI-generated images and fake hologram and fake gods in the skies that are for some reason we now want them to actually believe in, similar to the alien situation where they make fun of us for years and years and years for believing in it, and then they play into it a little bit only to then continue to make fun of us. It's because they're jerking us around. They're joiking us around, my people. I didn't even make it halfway through all the stuff that I wanted to say in this episode. It's, you know, like I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I've got so much to say about these types of things and so little time to do it. I guess what I would like to close with is, you know, modern culture has trained the public quite well to expect world-changing events from space. We've got all these alien invasion films, Spielberg coming out with Disclosure Day next week. We've got all of these UFO disclosure narratives and websites and these NASA mythologies. And now we're venturing into all these private space flights and research and the satellite mega constellations and like the concept of putting military assets in outer space. Like the sky is no longer just a natural or a theological symbol. It is quite literally infrastructure of the military complex. It contains satellites. It contains communication systems. It contains weapons platforms and lasers. It contains surveillance networks and GPS apparatuses and the imaginative architecture of a future planetary order. I say GPS apparatuses because we don't even know if our geography is correct. We don't even know if they're telling us the truth about the shape of the world. Like, we don't even know where the lie begins and ends. So this is why a staged sky event would be so freaking effective, because the public is already prepared for it. Many secular people are more willing to believe now in extraterrestrial saviors than in angels and demons and judgment or Christ. I wrote something. Let me pull it out real quick as I fumble with my pants. Me so funny sometimes. You guys don't give me enough credit. Me so funny. Here we go. Let me, I had a note here, but I guess it's gone now. Atheists these days, they want us to believe in all this evolution and all this kind of stuff and the Big Bang and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, you know, you're stupid if you don't believe in that stuff, but you're also stupid if you don't believe in advanced, intelligent life somewhere else, right? And you're also stupid if you don't believe in aliens. And you're also stupid if you definitely don't believe those aliens are more intelligent or more powerful than you. Because they've gotta be out there. It's just there's no other explanation but intelligent alien life out there, which far exceeds our abilities. But certainly it's not God. Certainly it's not something like that. Certainly the Bible couldn't be telling the truth. Certainly none of these religions could be telling the truth. But there are things in the sky that are exactly like what you guys are talking about. But what you guys are saying is false and what we're saying is real. And that's that they're aliens. So in the end, what you end up having, and all these atheists, they name all of their stuff after gods. Look at all the things that, you know, the Apollo missions and all of the NASA terminology. You know, you have the Satan telescope, right, or the Lucifer telescope even. You know, you've got Artemis, you've got Mercury, you've got Gemini and Juno and Ulysses and Orion and Themis. You've got all of these NASA programs that are named after pagan gods, and these are atheists. These are people who don't believe in the creation story, and yet they are worshiping false gods still, okay? And these people are going to judge you for not believing in advanced alien life on other planets, but at the same time, judge you for believing in a god? So I rest my case with the statement that atheists are just closet pagans. They believe in gods, they're just living in denial. Unless you believe in absolutely nothing, you're not a true atheist. So, put that in your pipe and smoke it. I love you guys. I had more, but we're gonna close there for the day. Be careful out there, man. The life is in the blood.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack. There's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.